welcome. I see that the member of the committee is not here, Memeki. You're welcome after the clear watch for the distributors. Okay. That was a close one. And again we considered the can you just help me to take me through that process and catch my document? Sorry, just take me to the
on page 3 in line 16 under the definition of explicit sexual conduct.
Page 3 of the bill.
Yes.
Page 3 of the bill, yes.
Of the people, that
yes,
is.
Yes.
To omit the words characteristically associated with sexual conduct and to substitute the words contemplated in the definition of sexual conduct in this act. Then on page 3 of the line 61, to insert the following paragraph. Q. By the insertion after the definition of sexual conduct of the following definition of sexual violence. And sexual violence means conduct or act contemplated in the definitions of sexual conduct and explicit sexual conduct that are accompanied either by force or coercion, actual or threatened, or that induces fear or psychological trauma in the victim.
That is our clause one that deals with definition. Then from there we go to clause 19. Then we go to clause 19 again. Can you tell us through again those questions?
On page 9, in line 45, after the first A, to insert a bona fide. Then also on page 9 from line 45, to omit the Newspaper Association of South Africa and to substitute a body recognized by the Press Ombudsman which subscribes and adheres to a code of conduct that must be enforced by that body.
Okay.
Then also on page 9 from line 48, to omit subsection 2 and to substitute the following subsection. So it is any person except the publisher of a newspaper contemplated in subsection 1 who for distribution or exhibition in the Republic creates, produces, publishes, or advertises any publication that A, contains sexual conduct which 1, violates or shows disrespect for the right to human dignity of any person, degrades a person, or constitutes incitement to cause harm. B.
Can we have order? What's wrong with the gentleman in the commission?
B. Advocates propaganda for war. C. Incites violence. Or D. Advocates hatred based on any identifiable group characteristic and that constitutes incitement to cause harm, shall submit in the prescribed manner such publication for examination and classification to the board before such publication is distributed, exhibited, offered or advertised for distribution or exhibition. Then after that on page 10 from line 12, to omit visual presentations, descriptions or representations of or amounting to. Then on page 10 from line 22, to omit the same words, visual presentations, descriptions, or representations of or amounting to. Next on page 10, in line 34, after the word merit, to insert or is on a matter of public interest. On page 10, from line 38, to omit visual presentations, descriptions, or representations of. Then on page 10, in line 42, after merit, to insert or is on a matter of public interest. Then on page 10, from line 46, after contains, to omit visual presentations, descriptions, or representations, and to substitute the word material. On page 10, from line 58, to omit the words visual presentations, descriptions, or representations of or amount to.
Okay, that was the clause 19. Let's go through all of them, and then from there we'll sort of open up for just a brief discussion. If members feel that either we have left something or there's something that members feel that we still want to further propose. Sorry, can you proceed? Can you proceed with the remaining clauses?
And clause 21. On page 11, in line 20, after the word contains, to omit the depictions or scenes of. On page 11, from line 43, to omit visual presentations, descriptions, or representations of. On page 11, in line 51, after the word contains, to omit the word scenes and to substitute it with a scene. On page 12, in line 4, after the word contains, to omit visual presentations, descriptions, or representations of or amount to. On page 12, after line 7, to insert the following. At sub 6, a broadcaster who is subject to regulation by the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa shall, for the purposes of broadcasting, be exempt from the duty to apply for classification of a film or game, and subject to section 24A2 and 3, shall, in relation to a film or game, not being subject to any classification or condition made by the board in relation to that film or game.
Okay. That was 21. Can we move to 27?
On page 14, in line 24, to omit subsection 3.
Okay. Can we go to clause 29? Yeah, clause 29.
On clause 29, on page 16, from line 26, after the word offence, to omit and liable upon conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years, or to both a fine and such imprisonment.
Okay. Go to the next page.
On page 16, from line 36, after offence, to omit and liable upon conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years, or to both a fine and such imprisonment. Then on page 16, from line 39, to omit subsections 3, 4, and 5. And lastly, on page 16, from line 59, after the word offence, to omit and liable upon conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years, or to both a fine and such imprisonment.
Thank you very much, Mukesh. Members, as I said earlier, that we dealt with the five clauses, which we have sort of went into detail of these amendments. Swart, is there anything that you want to add or you want to comment on? Right. Before we move for the adoption, yes, we need to then build, this is our C bill, and then we have the original A27B bill, which comes from the NCOP. So we'll have, once we adopt this one, we'll then have to insert all those amendments into the B bill.
Yes, Chair, thank you. Firstly, on clause 19.2, I just wanted to say that whilst that was not our first option, we understand the constitutional reasons for the amendment from the NCOP, and we accept that. We fully understand that we need to be mindful, however, of the public outcry against pornography as expressed at that in Durban, and therefore we welcome the other amendments that have been inserted to deal with that. We're not touching pre-classification. We've leant over backwards to support freedom of the media and the press, but we do need to understand the imperatives of dealing with pornography, and particularly child pornography, and so we fully support these amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Is there any other input? If there's none, therefore, can I move for the adoption of, as amended, clause 1 of the B bill. Desirability. Motion of desirability, Film and Fabrication Amendment Bill, B27B 2006, that in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the Film and Fabrication Act 1996 so as to insert, amend, delete certain definitions to establish and provide for the powers and duties of a council, to provide for the appointment and functions of compliance officers, to provide for the composition, functions, and management of the board, and to repeal the schedule to the Act and to provide for the matter connected therewith. Is there a seconder for the motion of desirability?
Seconder. Thank you very much.
Members, can we move to clause 1 of the bill as amended? Can I get the seconder? Swart? Okay, agreed. Clause 19 of the bill as amended. Agreed. Clause 21 as amended. Clause 27 as amended. Clause 29 as amended. Therefore, the amendments are agreed to. The amendment agreed to. Here would be the report. Film and Publication Amendment Bill B27B 2006. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, having considered the subject of Films and Publication Amendment Bill B27B 2006, National Assembly Section 75, referred to it and classified by JTM as Section 75 Bill, adopt the bill with proposed amendments from the National Council of Provinces. Thank you very much. You agree too? Maybe as we close in our midst, as you know, we have the Deputy Minister, which we welcomed earlier. We have done, I think, our work to try and really assist the Film and Publication Board to be able to charge it to. Is there maybe any comment that the DM would want to make, especially having, you know, coming from the last conference that took place in June, as we ask that amendment, is there any input maybe the DM would want to make to the committee?
Thanks, Chair, and thank you very much. To the honorable members, and to all the legal people who have participated in assisting us to shape this piece of legislation. We also would want to express our gratitude to the wide array of stakeholders who participated in making contributions that helped us shape the policy that we were trying to establish through this piece of legislation. This was, as we indicated when we started, an extensive amendment, and we're happy that we have come to this point of finality on it. We think it will help us to achieve the two principal goals that we had set. On the one hand, to strengthen governance in the Film and Publications Board, but on the other hand, to enhance the campaign against the violation and abuse of children through both exposure to illicit material and content, as well as through actual direct abuse in the development of such material and content. We are grateful that the Portfolio Committee has tried to the extent that it has to compromise and accommodate the views of various stakeholders. I think you have in a commendable way bent backward to accommodate the different views without compromising the necessity to protect our children. I should indicate that within the legal framework, when it comes to the protection of children, I think we need to be conservative and take a hardline stance so that we are able to protect our children as much as we can. But in our view, the campaign to protect children does not therefore end here today with the passing of the legislation. We think that the legislation only enables us to move in a particular direction. We would want to see more motions in Parliament, more statements in Parliament, more speeches in debate that enhance the campaign that we are involved in, so that we take these issues that are being raised in this legislation as well as that were raised in the Indaba to the platform of Parliament itself. There are many research inputs that we are still going to make that should enhance this campaign, the knowledge that we have about the problem we are facing and its extent in our society, and some of which have already been released during the months of April, May and June. There are others that are in the pipeline that we are now discussing. The fact of the matter is that in the country, we need to do more, not only in the public sphere, but also in the corporate sphere, to protect our children. And the legislation is only but one way of doing that. We really are pleased that we have arrived at this point with regard to this legislation. We have accommodated the views of some of the major stakeholders. I don't think any of the stakeholders would come out of this saying that they gained all or lost all. It was not our intention to be good to everyone or bad to everyone. So I think this piece of legislation will put us in good stead for some years to come, so that we are able to do well in fighting the scourge of child pornography, of the exposure of children to illicit content, both in the form of violence and sex. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thanks, Deputy Minister, for your input. We still have a number of challenges, members. As you know, that when you try to close another area, normally the people who provide this kind of material will always find another way. Now, the bigger challenge of us will be how do we ourselves and the board generally work very close with the CASA with regard to dealing with issues of content. We know and we respect the independence of the CASA, but the fact is that there's a need for further engagement in that area. The issue of the cell phones, I think, is one of the most serious problems that we'll have to look at, because it's an area that is uncontrollable as we speak now, because the research and the experience we have is that most of our children who use cell phones, they contain with them this material that we're trying to, you know, block them to access. And it's one of the areas that we'll have to try as much as possible to focus on. If you were to experience the screen saver, and you find there's a lot of pornographic material that you'll find mostly in cell phones. And it's one of the areas that when we're dealing with the amendments, it came quite very strong. But the cell phone providers, for them was like, you know, there's nothing they can do much. So therefore, I think there's a need for us to look at their ways and means. But appreciate the energy and the effort that the department, especially led by the deputy minister in this area, the number of workshops and conferences and the general engagement that is taking place around the watchful, around the issues that we're trying to address. The role that is played by the board itself. We're part of the campaign at the Johannesburg station where we confiscated a lot of adult material that is on sale in street pavements, in fact, in Johannesburg. And all over, in fact, you see all of this mushrooming of this kind of businesses where people don't even apply through the film and publication. It's a huge challenge, Honorable Chetty, that needs your inspectorate to be quite very strong, in fact, in enforcing the laws that we give you. We give you ammunition. It's up to you how you sort of enforce it. On that note, members, I know it's Friday. I want to thank you very much, the Parliamentary Legal Services, Law State Advisor, the Departmental Legal Services, the Committee Clerk, and all members, in fact, who were here, and then the media in general, because they have been, really dealing with this thing and raising it to the level. At some point, with their own interest, obvious when you touch the issue of freedom of the press, but clearly I think together as stakeholders will be able to really achieve the objective of what we want to achieve and have a free a society in which our children are going to be exposed to all of this harmful material. Therefore, thank you very much, members. Tea is arranged here. Deputy Minister, we really wish you well in these current challenges that the department is faced with, obvious, but I know that at the end we'll be able to overcome those challenges. Thank you very much, members. Let's enjoy our tea. I'm going to go to the hospital.